Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Bob's World.
Yes, yes, yes. It is Bob's World. So we will have, by the way, we will have Razor and Josh in 15 minutes or so, maybe less, as we build up to Stars Bruins in our early exit roughly at 6:30 tonight, because the Stars are home for some early hockey, national TV game, and we will carry it, of course, on The Ticket. It's a local radio game. But right now, a little bit of Bob's World, and I just wanted to do something that I did roughly this Bob's World last year at this time, which was update us on how my brain works, and how my brain works, thankfully, coincided well with a Musers podcast that rolled out a week or two ago. The Musers, the podcast. I don't know if you're aware of this, but they do a podcast.
They do.
And a radio show.
I didn't know you were allowed to do that.
And, well, these things. And one thing they did is, I believe, their first or second podcast back in the new year, they discussed the New Year's resolution. And then they audibled over to, I believe, Gordo said something along the lines of, well, he actually prefers goals. And I said, whoa, that is a Bob's World thing, too. I'm way more a goals thing than a resolutions thing, and I don't know what that even means. But just, you know, new year, new me. And goals can be something that you do add at any point of the year, which they were discussing. But I think it's a great thing for guys of a certain age to just sort of get your priorities in order. Don't just wander through your year day to day willy nilly and never really get anything done, and turn around and you're an old man and you didn't do this and this and this and this. So I like writing them down. I even like talking about them on the air for accountability reasons.
Yeah, I like
that. I like that. Maybe if you're not lucky enough to have a radio show, maybe you
just yell at your neighbors.
Maybe you have a group where you share it. So you got to be a little vulnerable. You got to be a little transparent if you want these things to get anywhere. And the reason I feel strongly about the 2026 version is we went 4-for-4 in the 2025 version. Knocked them all out.
Wow, you're living your best life.
Well, I just didn't want to fail. And that's, you know what you got to do is gamify life. Everything you want to do, you turn it into a contest. And then you try to...
It's a little more fun that way.
You try to compete against yourself.
So what did you have? You had six-pack abs.
It was 25, 25, 25, 25, Dave. It was 2025, and so I had the
25,000 Sturmstack subscribers.
The 425 year was 25 walking rounds of golf, each about 6 or 7 miles.
You crushed that, didn't you?
That was easy. Hit 40. 25 birdies. Had to make 25 birdies. That was really, really tight. I think we hit 25 right on the button. It went all the way to Christmas. It was a real struggle this year. We went like 3 months between birdies in the fall. It was rough. I'm not a good golfer, but I'm a better golfer than I was. That's the whole point. 25 books started and finished. Now this, obviously you can pick a tiny book or a giant book. So it's more about two books a month or more, like an hour a day. And people are like, I don't have an hour a day. Okay, we'll do 30 minutes a day. Do 10 minutes a day. Reading is great for you. You know why? Because you stop scrolling. And when you stop scrolling, then you feel better about this world we live in. And you don't fall for things that aren't true, that they are trying to tell you that downtown Dallas is on fire, or whatever your algorithm has decided makes you crazy. Your algorithm feeds you that. I don't know if you realize how these social media networks work, but they are designed to make you crazy so that you stay on them.
Yeah.
and you look for updates on these things that aren't true.
I'm not on anything but Twitter, you know, but...
Twitter's the worst, though.
I know.
Although Facebook's probably the worst. But Twitter's close.
I just can't believe human beings are still on Facebook. I really can't. It's still, like, the biggest thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like what do we do?
Billions of people are on Facebook.
But they bought Instagram.
Yeah.
Which is an ass factory.
And then the fourth 25 was lose 25 pounds. And thankfully, I don't have to repeat that goal. Because we
then
did it.
Then you would disappear.
It'd be amazing if I could do 25 again. But no, we did like 37. And we've given about six back. But still up 31. So we hit the 25, 25, 25, the four. I don't have a good name for it. It's very clunky.
It's the four horsemen of the resolutions.
But the books and the pounds and the walking rounds and the birdies. And so now.
How are you going to top that?
Crank it up to 26. So I don't know how we're going to get this done, but the easy two, well, we're going to move the birdies up to 26.
Okay.
Maybe we're going to go to 30 and the books up to 26. Now, I have not figured out a way to gamify Spanish, and Spanish has been a problem here for several years since I lived in Honduras for 6 weeks.
Adopt 26 kids.
I can't figure out how to have a good Spanish goal, so I'm willing to take ideas. I don't know. I've got to move my Spanish game ahead. So that one's still figuring it out. I'm going to get myself to the Super Bowl to close the deal on these goals.
How about 26 conversations in Spanish with Suegra?
No. And then the other one is a weight-based goal, but it's I have to stay where I'm at. I can't go back up the escalator because we were at 252, bro. Got down to 215. Now we're back at 221. So I believe the goal is all 12 months, there has to be a time where you weigh in under 220 each of the 12 months. That's that goal.
Okay.
So if one time a month.
One word.
If one time a month you can hit 219.8, you're good for the month.
One word for you.
Colonics.
Laxatives.
Diarrhea. Because I just don't want to go back up. So I just wanted to lay those out there publicly. And yeah, it's a little goofy that you would even share these. But I do it because last year I heard a lot of people started doing it themselves. Whether it was the books or the weight or whatever, just whatever you want to do in life. If you want to run 1,000 miles in a year, 500 miles, or you want to run a marathon, or you want to do anything, don't give in to the old man. I want to thank some of my friends for putting me in this dumb cataloging, quantifying world I'm in, but I'm happy I'm here now, and it's been like 5 years of doing things like this where you gamify life and you fight off becoming an old man. And I would like to encourage the show, at the time of your choosing.
What does becoming an old man mean, though? Like, you just give up?
Just exist. Yeah. You're just like, whatever. Whatever I weigh is what I weigh, or whatever I do in life is what I do, and I got too many things going on, and who cares? And you just kind of give in.
Yeah.
You just kind of let it wash over you.
No,
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you do that. I'm not saying you do that.
I do.
One of mine from several years ago, I still have not gotten to, but I've kind of given up on it, which is I want to be able to do 10 pull-ups, which I've never been able to do in my life.
You should be able to do that by March.
Nah, I'm stuck at like 6. But we're trying. We're trying, but that's more of a several-year goal. So maybe in a snake pit. Maybe in a Dave land, maybe not at all. But if you guys want to join me over on this psychotic hill I live in, those are the 2026 goals we're trying to get to.
Okay. Sounds like work.
So there you go. There's Bob's World.